In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. I'm going to tell you or ask you a question. Who is this suffering servant of Israel? Who is this suffering servant that the Scripture talks about in Isaiah 52 and 53? Who is this suffering servant that the Scripture talks about in the 49th chapter of Isaiah? Who is this suffering servant that the Scripture talks about in Isaiah 50? Who is this suffering servant? Now, I remember being in the Galilee region many, many years ago with Rabbi Noah, and I asked him, who is this suffering servant? And he said, this suffering servant is Israel. But I'm going to tell you, the suffering servant cannot be Israel, because you know why? It says that this suffering servant has always been faithful, and Israel has not always been faithful, and neither has the church. Okay, so it cannot be Israel. I'm going to tell you that. You might be Jewish, you know, but I'm going to tell you, the suffering servant of Isaiah is not Israel. He comes from Israel, but he is not Israel, because Israel has not always been faithful to the Lord. You need to only read the Old Testament, and you need to only read the New Testament to see that the church has not always been faithful to the Lord. We've not always been faithful. You read the book of Revelation, the first four chapters, you know, you find out that these churches in Asia were not being faithful. They've left their first love. They're dealing with the prostitute, and you know, you just read it. The only one that seems to be half good, maybe three quarters good, is the letter to the Philadelphia. Yeah, and I'm not talking about Pennsylvania either. Okay, so let's look at Isaiah 50. We will hear this reading on Palm Sunday. Okay, this is a Palm Sunday reading. This beautiful reading. Who is this suffering servant? Not Israel, and it's certainly not the church, okay? It's not the church. It's not Israel. Let's see who it is. The Lord has given me the tongue of a disciple, of a learned man, that I should know how to speak the word in season to him that is weary. Morning by morning, he wakes me up, and he opens my ear so that I could hear as a learned man. So, who is this person, you know? First of all, he's got the tongue of a learned person. Learned. What did they say about Jesus? Where did he get such knowledge? Like, he doesn't speak like the Pharisees. When he speaks with authority. That I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. So this suffering servant knows how to speak a word that will touch the heart of people. Go and sin no more, prostitute, lest something worse happen to you. Go and wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. Speak a word to the weary. Woman, go call your husband. I who am speaking to you, I am the Messiah. My Lord, he speaks the word to the weary, to the brokenhearted, changes their lives. Who is this suffering servant? Morning by morning, he wakes me up and he opens my ear that I may hear him as a learned person. Morning by morning. Okay, I'm going to take you now to Mark's Gospel. Okay, we're going to Mark's Gospel, and we're going to see what the Lord says to us in Mark's Gospel. I believe it's the second chapter. Let's see if I remember. Okay, we're going to look at Mark's Gospel, second chapter. Let's see what happens. This is after Jesus healed the man that they lower through the ceiling, okay? This is after that. Jesus saw their faith, and he said unto the sick man, your sins have been forgiven. The Pharisee says, who is this that even forgives sins? He's speaking blasphemy. Jesus says, which is it easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or get up and walk? But that you might know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins, he said, arise, get up and walk. And immediately he rose and took up his bed and went forth. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God. They glorified God. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into solitude, and there he prayed. This is after he healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into solitude, and there he prayed. Morning by morning, he opened my ears. Morning by morning, he opened my ear. He gave me the ability to speak a word to the oppressed in season. Morning by morning, he opened my ear, and I did not rebel. Yeah. Before the sun rose, what did he do? He went in solitude. Now listen, this is the difference between Jesus and Peter. Now after he healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law, Jesus goes in solitude in the morning, and Peter comes up to him and says, the whole world wants to follow you. Let's take this show on the road. Let's build a tent, you know what I'm saying? The Lord says, I'm going to another town to preach the gospel. Okay, who is this suffering servant? Is it Israel? No. The Lord God hath opened my ear, and I did not rebel, neither did I turn away my back. I gave my back to the smiters. Who is this suffering servant who gave his back to be whipped? Who is this suffering servant? I gave my cheeks to them that plucked off my beard. Pulled out his beard. Who is this suffering servant? Is it Israel? Does Israel have a beard? I hid not my face from shame and from spitting. Who is this suffering servant of Israel? Do you know his name? I do. I know his name. I know his name. And you know what? It is the name above every other name. It is the name above every other name. And do you know one day at that name of the suffering servant of Israel, one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that this Jesus is the Lord. Even Satan himself will bow his knee at the name of Jesus. Yeah, I gave my back to the smiters, my cheeks to them that plucked off my beard. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. Play the king as they put a purple cloak on him and that crown of thorns and a scepter in his hand. He's the April Fool, you know. That's where the April Fool comes from. That's why I don't play any April Fool jokes, because it comes from Jesus. He's the April Fool. But no fool at all. The fool of love, the man of love, the man of compassion, the man of wisdom, the man who loves even unto death on a cross. For the Lord will help me, Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I shall not be ashamed. I have set my face like flint. When did he set his face like flint? Toward Jerusalem. Remember? Remember? He set his face like flint toward Jerusalem. And the disciples tried to stop him because they'll kill you. But you see, this is why I came into the world. This is why I came into the world. To bear witness to the truth, yeah. And to die. As the suffering servant of Israel. As the fulfillment of the scripture. As the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. This is why I came into the earth. All of history rotates, revolves around the Son of God. The eternal Son of the Father, the suffering servant, the one who gave his life for us. Verse 8, chapter 50, Isaiah, he is near that justifies me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they shall all wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord and obey the voice of his servant, that walks in darkness? Ah, he walks in darkness. As he carried our sins, as he carried my sicknesses, as he carried your sicknesses, as he carried our infirmities, he walks in darkness, though he is the light of the world, and hath no light. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Let him stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that have been kindled, this shall be your own hand. For you shall lie down in sorrow. I'm telling you, the suffering servant, I'm just telling you, he's just not Israel. And he's certainly not the church. Isaiah 52:13, behold, my servant shall deal prudently, he shall be exalted and extolled and be very high, yeah, high and lifted up on a cross. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. As many were astonished at thee, his visage, his face was so marred more than any man, his form more than the sons of men. That's right. Like a lamb led to the slaughterhouse, like a sheep before his shearers, he opened not his mouth. Marred, beaten, spit at, punched, mocked. As many were astonished at thee, his face was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths in front of him, which had not been told to them. They shall see, and those who have not heard shall consider. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He grew before him as a tender root, as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. That's right. This is about the cross. This is about the cross. No beauty in him that we should desire him. But let me tell you this, okay? Even though his face was so marred beyond recognition, even though he was beaten to a pulp, do you want to know the beauty of God? Do you want to know the beauty of the Father? It's Jesus crucified. That's the beauty of the Father. Do you want to know the love of the Father? It's Jesus crucified, marred for our sake. Do you want to know the power of the Father? It is Jesus crucified. Do you want to know the salvation that the Father gives? It's Jesus crucified, marred, marred, marred beyond recognition. And who should desire him? Well, you know what? I desire him. Do you desire him? Do you desire him? He's the only one that will always be there for you. Do you desire him? He was despised, rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. I told you before, one day as I was praying, the Lord said that he was going to do a new thing, and I said, you know what, Lord, I'm sick of hearing these words that I make up. If you're going to do a new thing, please do a new thing, or else I don't want to hear these words that I make up. And about 20 minutes later, I saw Jesus on the cross, and he was filled with flies. Yes, he was crucified outside the city walls. The dump was there. He was filled with blood. And I turned my face. It was so abhorrent. Yeah, despised that we would hide our faces from him. But surely, this suffering servant hath borne our griefs and carried our infirmities. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, afflicted. We esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, afflicted. If God is your Father, come down from the cross. And the thief said, if you are God's son, save yourself and us beside. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities, our iniquities, my iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. I'm going to read that again because you know what? This is real. He, his name is Jesus, hath borne your griefs, my griefs, our griefs, and carried our infirmities, our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. That's what we thought of him. Stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes, when he had those stripes on his back, we were healed. Now we talk about sin. All we like sheep have gone astray. That's doing our own thing. We have turned everyone to his own way. Everyone to his own way. But the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. I do only what I see the Father do. The Father gave us his Son, and the Son gives his life on the cross. Because all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to our own way. It's called sin. But the Father laid upon him the iniquity of us all, and the Son accepted it so that we might have eternal life, that you might be in heaven and not in hell. So that your sins would be forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. So that your bodies would be healed, for he bore your wounds and carried your infirmities. Me too. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was before Pilate. Are you the king of the Jews? He opened not his mouth. What is truth? He opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughterhouse, as a sheep before his shearers. He was dumb, so he opened not his mouth. You know why Jesus didn't open his mouth in front of Pilate? You read it. I'll tell you why. Because he was absorbing the sin of the world. He was taking into himself my sin, your sicknesses and my sicknesses. Not a word was he going to speak. He was didn't need to justify himself. He knew what he was doing. He started to absorb the pain of the world, the sin of the world, the sickness of the world in the Garden of Gethsemane. And now, before Pilate, he's continuing to do that, and he does not speak. He's like a sheep led to the slaughterhouse, like a lamb before his shearers. He opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. That's right. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he hath done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yeah, made his grave with the wicked. That's right. Two thieves with him. And his death, you know, where they put him, was a borrowed tomb, Joseph of Arimathea, someone rich. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Why? Because the Lord gave up his son, and the son gave up his life for you, for me. Oh, please, those words sound so cheap, but they are as deep as God himself, that the Lord gave us his son, and the son gave his life for you, for me. The blood speaks louder than my words. The blood of Jesus speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Please, please, I don't even know how to say it. I don't know how to say it, that the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. We all, like sheep, had gone astray. He was the perfect Lamb of God. He was the Passover Lamb. He was the one who gave his life for our sins, for our sicknesses. God gave his son the punishment that I deserved and that you deserve. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. And when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, that's it, he's an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, that's us, and he shall prolong through us, because the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He shall see his seed, those who believe in him, those who have given their life to him, those who live for him. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, yes, through us, because he didn't stay in the grave. He's raised from the dead. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. And he shall see the travail of his soul. He shall see the travail. That means, you know, he was like a pregnant woman giving birth. Who was he giving birth to? To you, to me, through faith and baptism, through living for him. He was in travail on the cross, giving birth to us, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their sins and their iniquities. By his knowledge on the cross, by absorbing the sin of the world, by breaking it, by becoming the offering, the Paschal Lamb, he shall justify many. Justify through the grace of the Lord, living God. Justify by the blood that he shed on the cross. Justify. That we are put right with God through the cross of Jesus Christ. Let me just tell you this. What happens on the cross is more powerful than I could ever imagine, more powerful than I could ever preach. I have no idea of the love of God on that cross. I have no idea. It goes beyond words. It goes beyond what I've just said. This is as deep as God himself, and it's for you. Do you understand that? It's for you. You're in jail, but it's still for you. You can be used as a prayer warrior as you're in jail. You can be used as a prayer warrior. Pray for me that God send me to the right people, that I would preach the word. Please, you that are sick, let me tell you, he gave his life for you. Maybe you can't leave your bed, but you can pray for me, that God use me, and that the people would snap on the radio when they need to hear it, that they come to know Jesus, that they give their life, especially the young, We need young people to take our place, people that are filled with the zeal of God. Let me tell you that God wants to use your prayer. He gave his life for you. Last verse, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered among transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for transgressors. Intercession. As he was on the cross, he was busy interceding. His blood was interceding. His blood was interceding. And even now he intercedes as the great high priest. He sits at the Father's right hand, and the Father sees the wounds of Jesus. He intercedes for us as the great high priest. Even now, he is your prayer partner. He's praying for you right now. Wherever you are, he's praying for you right now. Say amen to his prayer. Say amen to his prayer. Say amen, 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 amen. Whatever you're praying for me, yes, 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 in the name of the Lord. Who is this suffering servant? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And he's in love with you. Give your life to him today. Listen, today we'll be praising the Lord at 3 o'clock at the Holy Rosary, the rectory, 3 o'clock. You're welcome to come. Also on Sunday, the 11 o'clock Mass, Palm Sunday, you're welcome to come at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop. 5:30 Mass on Saturday, Palm Sunday Mass, and we'll have procession on those two days, two Masses, 5:30 on Saturday and 11 o'clock on Sunday. I also want to tell you that on Friday we're going to have the live Stations of the Cross at Holy Rosary in Winthrop with our children at 3:30. Who is that suffering servant? His name is Jesus. May his name be praised. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.